Imagine your leader gets on stage and openly declares a belief in manifest destiny. You know, the 19th century doctrine used to justify genocide, slavery, and colonization. And his supporters either shrug or cheer. Well, guess what? Trump did exactly that during his inauguration speech.
And we will pursue our manifest destiny into the stars.
He used it correctly, in context, to talk about expansion, because he meant it. Manifest destiny isn't some neutral term. It's a declaration that white Christians are divinely entitled to own and dominate everything. Land, people, resources. It's white supremacy wrapped in a flag and drenched in blood. And the president invoked it intentionally, signaling to his base, this is our mission. The words came straight from his mouth, verbatim. This isn't up for debate. And the craziest part, I show people this video and their response, oh, he didn't mean it like that. Really? As if manifest destiny has some secret wholesome definition we've all overlooked? Or they accuse me of being delusional, as if decades of peer-reviewed history are somehow just made up. They'd rather believe my textbooks were fabricated than admit their leader is pushing a white supremacist agenda. This is more than cognitive dissonance or confirmation bias. It's a cult mentality. They don't care that his policies make them poorer or sicker. They just want someone to attack all the groups they hate on live TV. It's the same mindset that fueled the Confederacy during the Civil War. A mind virus of hate and entitlement that's immune to reason and willfully blind to reality. And when people ask, how do we fix this? I say education, but let me be clear. If proof is clear as a video of Donald himself saying he believes in manifest destiny can't break through, what hope does the textbook have? If they can ignore the words coming out of their leader's mouth, how do we survive this level of denial? Because make no mistake, this mind virus isn't just dangerous, it's terminal.